I am happy if my Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. How happy we are. How healthy we are, how wealthy we are, how lucky we are. Who do I belong to? We are not only just remembering or saying Happy Father's Day because today is Sunday, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. But we have, when we remember Father's Day, we remember four Father's Days. We are aware of four fathers. Physical father, the one who became instrument, physical father who became, one became instrument, the mother and father, so that we got this lucky life, physical chariot. If this was not there, no matter how elevated soul, divine soul, perfect soul, blessed soul, to express and experience ourselves, it's only when this chariot is there. It doesn't matter whether this was creation of Ravan, through Ravan consciousness, or through Ram consciousness, through love consciousness or body consciousness, that doesn't matter. But we know that this is the physical chariot, which a lucky gift from matter, from nature, but parents became instrument. Original, this is gift from the mother nature. But instrument, physical parents. And so happy Father's Day, Laukik Father's Day. And because this physical birth is here and we are in the physical body, we are able to express and experience, learn and achieve. The achievement, then we are now children of the Alaukik Father, the physical father. Give us whatever was, it was limited. Worldly way of giving things which brought happiness and sorrow, success and failure, achievement and despair. But then the Alaukik Father, the Alaukik Father gives us Alaukik birth. Through Brahma, the father of humanity taught us what does it mean to be Purushottam. Human beings are human beings, but to become an elevated human being, to become a Brahmin, to experience the intoxication of top knot. Not this knot, but have the intoxication. Not just tying a knot on the forehead of the hair. But when you remember that you are top knot, you feel the goose pimple and everywhere the hair stand up. Do you feel this intoxication? This is only a hand, only a tie, but this intoxication that we are the children of the father of humanity, father of Father who is the father of all four religions. Adam, Adidev, Brahma, Mahavir. So the one who is actually the instrument, the foundation of the human world tree. Third is, are also, it's the Father's Day of Divine Fathers, means the religious founders of religions that actually taught us to reach somewhere, to give us some kind of path at the time, whatever was needed. Discipline, Abraham brought discipline, Buddha brought silence and non-violence, Jesus brought love, Shankaracharya brought renunciation, Guru Nanak brought just the remember, remember only one. So if you think of all, whether it is Jewish or Christian or Islam, all religious founders became instrument for one thing or another, to put actually some time on this path to follow one or other quality. But the Supreme Father, Godfather, the seed of the human world tree, which is Parlokik Father, the one takes us beyond from this physical world of sorrow, liberates us, uplifts us, blesses us, empowers us, purifies us. And not only is the Father, but the teacher, Supreme Father, Supreme Teacher, Supreme Satguru, best friend, faithful, beloved lover. And so selfless. So when you think of this, and then also remember your own self, fourth father, remember your own self, what you were, last kalpa, the ancestors of the whole world. Forefathers means those who have been the foundation, and they are Brahmins. The ancient deity religion was established through Brahmins. Brahmin established, but then the greatness of this, when we think of these four fathers, what it is, that is in practical. For a long time, giving the life, making life divine, giving us unique birth. And so when we say, follow the Father, or the song, beautiful song was, I have a determined thought. I have promised myself that, Baba, I will become like you. I must become like you. I will become like you. But what does it mean? To become like the Father, and follow the Father. Follow in the footsteps of Father. You remember the Murli that Baba spoke about 3 weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, small mistakes, small mistakes. And in that, Baba defined what is actually the fourth step that you have to follow, which has everything. It is Baba's Shrimat. You follow Shrimat and you are able to follow everything. It is known as in the foot of elephant is every foot. Foot of elephant, because it is big. And highest direction to make us move forward and have a courage to move forward. Uplift ourselves first step from this land of gravity is becoming detached from this body, to be bodiless. And Brahma Baba then follow Father Brahma to be here, be bodiless and be in the body. But be a divine being, be a being in the body, because Brahma was in body. Embodiment of Shrimat. Practically what Shiv Baba said, Brahma Baba did. And to follow in the footsteps of Baba is means something we are seeing, an example and sample. And Brahma Baba, unique personality, he did not have see any example or sample or inspiration for him in a physical way. For us, Brahma Baba, Mama, Dadis, seniors, brothers, and many, many more, we see that those who are elevated souls who inspire us, who encourage us, they make us aware that if they can do, if they can take this step, we can also take. But what for Brahma Baba? So he was the first one. This is why it is called Adi Dev, the first deity. Adi Nath, the first prince. Vishwanath, the lord of this first prince. The world's first world sovereign, self-sovereign. So it is first. But he wants to make us first class. And if we want to go to be like the Father, it means follow in the footsteps of Father. And Baba's Shrimat is being given every day through the Murli. But practical demonstration through life. So, today's Murli is 18th January Murli. And it is the day of experiencing love, expressing love, becoming love. So Baba is speaking about that you have been singing praise, you have been remembering me, and you have that great intoxication. That Baba, we all believe this and understand this. When we actually observe ourselves as compared to what our life before was and what life is now, physical body is the same, circumstances are still same, relationships are still same, but what is shifted, what is become new? It is the character of Brahma, the teachings that Baba gave. The royal sustenance he gave, the knowledge, unique knowledge Baba gave. And every day he is giving us the fruit, two fruits to eat. Other day Baba said, if you are sick, physically sick, then you don't worry, just take care of your body, but take the... Because at that time somebody would have shown to Baba, Brahma Baba at that time, that see, with kind of great sorrow, my body is so ill, how many tablets I take. So Avyakta Bhavdada also complained, so many different, 20 tablets, 30 tablets, different colors. And Baba wanted to make the mind free, that soul from this kind of feeling that I am medicine, medicine, so intellect is not connected with medicine, but its medication is meditation. And take it as, don't think it is a medicine. Just when you are eating lightness, it is not fruit, but it's a fruit of our different actions, no? It's a result that we have to, somewhere we became careless, somewhere we ignored our partner not to take care of our body and the soul, no? So we did not pay attention to it. Our sister or brother, this body and soul, our sister and brother. Body is 5 months older and the soul in this accession is 5 months younger than that, because the body was ready before, the soul enters later on. And so sister and brother have to look after each other. Body, Baba says body is female and the soul is male. And so it's a girl and boy. Twins are born, but the difference is between these months. And so it's a duty of a brother to look after sister, and it is love of the sister to look after brother. And so in this aspect, don't become too conscious of the physical body. And so Baba says, take this pills, different colors, like you are having the salad, no, fruit salad. Variety color, no? But it is also fruit of different subtle karmic account as well. Subtle way it's fruit, anyway. But not to worry, that was Baba's point in this aspect. But today Baba is saying that I give you every day two fruits. And these two fruits are power and happiness. The power of the Almighty, because you are children of the Almighty authority. And happiness is what you receive from Him. Brahma Baba always had intoxication. What Baba is given, Baba has given me, what I am going to become. This faith and intoxication was unshakable. And so, to follow in the footsteps of Brahma Baba or remember Baba, we are not remembering the physical form. Because we understand the physical form, whenever we remember any physical body, our own body or body of others, we become age conscious, sickness conscious, beauty conscious, younger and older conscious, fair and dark conscious. It's body conscious and doesn't bring that joy, keeps us very much earthly. And Brahma Baba always practiced this. I'm a soul. I am a soul, you are a soul. I am a soul, you are a soul. Bodilessness. And so remember, we follow in the footsteps of Brahma Baba means not even the form of physical body, but the character, personality, the quality that Brahma Baba had. And that is what is our inheritance, that Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba, Bap Dada, give us together. And this awareness is the fruit of relationship. It is the result of the seed of knowledge that Baba has planted in us. And when this seed knowledge becomes a yoga, practical relationship with Baba, the fruit is happiness. And Simriti means awareness is the power within the self. And so Baba has given us knowledge, He has given us power, He has given us sustenance. He has given us wisdom. What it is that we want to give in return? It's not anything. We don't have anything. But Baba says, one thing you have, And that is pure love in your heart. Love. Baba gave selfless love. And you are remembering Baba. Baba's specialities with great love. What else you can give? If you have these physical things, they are anyway, it's a blessing, it is achievement that you say that, Baba, you have given us everything. And if I have given everything, you are giving me back, but not as it was given. I was given you the inheritance, taught the method of beautiful body, and now I say, just surrender your body, mind, which is already has become very tamo pradhan. But I make it sato pradhan. And so give me your heart filled with happiness. I fill it with happiness. And so it means when this love is there, Brahma Baba got, always says himself, the meeting of the two, the ocean and the Brahmaputra river, that is that example of love. That when to become like him, a river passes through many situations. Maybe it's forest and maybe it's a hill or mountain and whatever, but he makes itself obstacle free. And so Brahma Baba had to face many obstacles, had to tolerate or accept ignorant people, defamed, blamed, got angry, because Shiva Baba was teaching very special teachings. The Supreme Father was giving the supreme knowledge to bring perfection, and the souls who are innocent, ignorant, they don't recognize the teachings. And so they always pointed out, Brahma put the finger on Brahma. And Brahma Baba then, it's accepted it. It's not me. Baba is doing this. And so he surrendered even what it was given by human beings. But it's also surrender. Means give your surrender, offer your weaknesses, your suffering, your ignorance, that also offer. And Brahma Baba offered all his, not only this body, not only wealth, but the main offering, main surrender that we need to follow up, the courage to give your mind. Surrender the mind. Mind it is such that today we surrender and tomorrow again we begin to follow the dictates of our own mind. So man mana bhava. So when I follow in the footsteps of Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba surrendered his mind, surrendered his intellect, surrendered his sanskaras. And that is what is following in the footstep of Brahma Baba. So that no matter what our upheavals are there on the way, no matter how many tests and challenges are there, defamation or praise stay equal. Mind remains unshakable, undisturbed, never upset, just remain detached from everything. Man mana bhava, to follow in the footsteps of Brahma's mind, Brahma Baba. And that first step is courage to surrender the self, which belongs to me. It doesn't belong to me. It's not my. Because the moment you think of my, it makes you dirty. It makes you possessive, more possessive. It creates fear. And then let him take care. Then he becomes responsible. And this is what Brahma Baba, then just even his body, intoxication was there. It's Baba's chariot. And so it means surrendering, it means becoming trustee of our body, and also trustee of the bodily relationships. It's not that it was any kind of physical donation. It's donation with the mind, offering with the mind, but completely let go. And this was the reason that so much soul consciousness, no one could recognize, couldn't have even a tiny trace of thought or vibration, who's Brahma Baba's wife, who are Brahma Baba's physical children, who is daughter-in-law, who is daughter. No trace of consciousness of bodily relation at all. Not only in you, but others do not recognize, because your mansa, your mind is totally detached from others, from the body and bodily beings. And your mind is man-mana-bhav. Mind is connected with Baba. But then that mind is actually filled with good wishes, with pure feeling. So he surrendered his mind, and if we want to follow in Brahma Baba's mind, he surrendered and we this, then it means no worry, no fear, no tension. Intellect with full faith. So following the footsteps of second surrender of Brahma Baba, not only body wealth, but mind, intellect and sanskaras. It means no question, no doubt in anything. Everything is go beyond why, what, where, how it happened, what will happen. Brahma Baba never thought what will happen. Here I have surrendered everything to Shiva Baba. What will happen to my children? He knows God's children. So many children became Baba's children. A situation came at the when Baba we speak about. Time is telling me to stop. When he was, it was a part which was called a time test, beggary part. Not beggar, but compared to the sovereignty and the royalty, royal sustenance, it became very simple sustenance. And you will hear in the Murli, there was a day there was not even flour to cook chapatis. But he did not worry. It's God's children. Detached from alaukik children, detached from laukik children, detached from everyone. It is not only, okay, we become detached from the laukik, but attached with the alaukik, Brahmin with each other. Brahma Baba remained beyond this as well. Not worry, going beyond, but very powerful, good wishes. So much love, encouraging his drishti, uplifting his world full of enthusiasm, his vision, giving us vision of our elevated state. So his thoughts, drishti, vibrations, company, everything was a blessing. So follow in the footsteps of Brahma Baba with courage. First step we follow, we become first class, definitely. But it is that makes us, how we become, in today's Murli Baba has made it very clear. Time is telling, so happy Father's Day. Om Shanti.